English Reading Practice, Exercise 19, Goal Setting Blueprint, Step 5, Advanced Level. Be sure to watch the introductory video to learn how to use synchronized reading. See the link in the description. And just a quick reminder, continually improve your English. Click the subscribe button, the bell icon, and then all. So let's begin the reading. Step 5. Goals, looking ahead to get ahead with planning. With goal objectives in mind, consider the organizers of a marathon race. They take time to research and decide on a route that is safe, scenic, and well-suited for runners. They take time to mark out the course. The way is planned. Otherwise, reaching the finish line would be a matter of chance, depending on whether a runner just happened to be in the area to see it. Likewise, reaching goal objectives requires planning. In Step 3, on how to reach goals, we discuss the importance of identifying obstacles and acquiring help. We were encouraged to make a list of possible obstacles, and yet another list of knowledge, people, or organizations that could help us. In Step 4, with regard to goal planning, we saw the need for deadlines and the need to make another list of manageable slices or segments leading toward the main goal. Now, Step 5 involves using all the information gathered from these two previous steps. Combine all these lists and put them in a logical order. Lay out the manageable steps in order of progression, interweaving the details from your obstacles list and help list. Get a large sketch pad or use an electronic device, and play around with the order of things until the plan begins to flow towards your goal objectives. Acquiring knowledge, for example, would come before contacting people or organizations. Once you have educated yourself a little, you can ask intelligent questions and get valuable answers and leads. Without knowledge, you don't even know what you need to know to be able to ask. A mind map is an excellent tool for this kind of planning. If the concept of mind mapping is new to you, just Google it. You will find a wealth of information on the advantages of mind mapping and how to do it. Move toward goal objectives with a flexible plan. Make sure your plan is not too rigid. Otherwise, any deviation from the course could spell disaster if the plan is not flexible. So factor in room for the unexpected when moving towards your goal objectives. If one deadline is missed, it should not jeopardize the rest of the plan. Have more than one option open at crucial stages. The flow can then follow a different route and still arrive at the same destination and achieve your goal objectives. Once this session is completed, you now have an action plan. The course to the finish line for your goal is set. The way is marked out. Goal objectives, look ahead. This step is a tremendous confidence booster, and it is extremely practical. Without planning, you can drop out of the race early on. With a carefully crafted plan, you will be able to make the most efficient use of your resources, including time, money, and effort. A plan will help you manage risks more effectively, minimizing their impact on the final result. A plan increases productivity, as you don't waste time thinking about what to do next. You just simply follow the route that has been carefully worked out. So when it comes to your goals, by looking ahead through planning, you get ahead and stay ahead. Next, step 6. When reaching goals, use mental pictures. Put a film studio in your head. Well, that's the end of the reading. Be sure to check the goal setting resources in the description below. And when you're ready, go to the next video in the Goal Setting Blueprint series. Has this video helped you? Then like, share, or comment now. And build a powerful English vocabulary with my free course on Udemy. Go to goodenglish.online.